Coming up next, it's Natalie Cutler-Welsh with her show, Up Your Brave. Community, connections, holistic health, and more on RCR. Reality Check Radio.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Hope your week is going amazing. If you've been with us for the previous few hours, I hope you enjoyed Marie Buskey and her incredible show, Counterculture. If you're just joining us, be sure to tune in to Marie's show at some point. She is so amazing. She has incredible guests. Speaking of incredible guests, I've got an amazing lineup for you today. Before I tell you who they are, I just wanted to acknowledge we've just had, just yesterday, a new moon, a solar eclipse, which for some of you will just maybe be a roll your eye moment. But for others, you will acknowledge that you probably feel a lot of amazing, powerful energy at the moment, a lot of emotions possibly arising at the moment. There's a lot going on in the world, globally, across the nations, but also internally within us. There's a lot going on. And I know that my guests today are going to really, it's just divine timing with the guests that I choose and what's going on. I know that the insight and wisdom that my guests today have will help you to process your emotions, acknowledge your emotions, and to move towards the up your brave version of yourself, whatever that might be. Here's who I've got coming up today. We're going to kick things off with a conversation with Pip Hentz. Pip is a Theta healing and Reiki master. She's also an author. And we're going to be talking about transforming your pain into gain and the power of Epsom salts. And by the way, if you're going to be coming along to the NZDSOS conference, which is coming up really quickly, it's coming up this coming weekend in Christchurch. Pip is going to be there in person. You can order some Epsom salts ahead of time and she'll bring them to you. Or you might see me and Pip as well at the Auckland event, which is happening the following Saturday. So I'm looking forward to that. My next guest is a duo. I've got Karen Creighton, who is a returning guest. She's always so wise on the topics of natural health and well-being. Well, she's teamed up with her longtime friend, Deb Rock Evans, who is a change maker and freedom advocate. Today, they're going to be talking about food and frequencies for health and well-being and the power of community, which will be really great because I know the power of community has been pivotal for so many of us over the past wee while. All right, before we dive into those interviews, we're going to play a song. This is Walk Through Fire by Yanis and the Yaw.
From caps to tees and bags to bumper stickers, we have you covered. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/shop.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Up Your Brave show. We just had the song Walk Through Fire. And now it's that time in the show where I sometimes dip into the mailbag, see what people have written in or texted in, reflections from previous guests. I've got one here that says, I've got no name on it, but here we go. Interesting conversation with Jasmine Harnden. I had similar treatment close to 20 years ago with the late, great Dr. Mike Jeffrey in Tauranga. I had a long list of autoimmune issues, CFS, fibromyalgia, IBS. Turns out I had severe mercury and nickel poisoning from mercury amalgams, which is dental fillings. Conventional medicine is the last place I would go for help. They cause more issues than solutions. You know, that's such an interesting perspective and actually one that I share. And I share that perspective more and more by the day. The more that I realize, the more that I learn, the more that I hear. So thank you so much for taking the time to write in. I've got another one here. Hi, Natalie. They were adding lead to spices in India, Pakistan, etc., to make the spice way more. I used to drink much more cinnamon, but I have now stopped. Better to use the whole product than to buy spices. Love your work, Daniel. Thank you, Daniel, for writing in. Yeah, you know, every guest that I interview, I always learn something new, something interesting. I do love to bring guests on around health and well-being. If you missed my interview last week with Jasmine Harnden, she's a fellow Canadian like me, but she lives in Canada. And she shared her story and also is now helping people with their health and well-being. You can catch the replay on the replay page. Here's another one. Somebody asking how to make contact with Jasmine Harnden. Well, usually when you write in with that question, we will write back to you with her details. But the best place to look, one of the best places to look is if you are on Instagram, you can look her up on Instagram as well. Another one here from Nick. Thank you, Nick, for writing in. You guys are getting better each day, like a good wine ripening for the banquet. Time is almost here to cut loose from the mainstream machine. That was a comment on our social media on one of the images. Please go ahead and follow us. If you don't already, please go ahead and follow Reality Check Radio on Facebook as well as on Instagram and on LinkedIn. I actually, if you don't know, I'm a business coach and I specialize in visibility and promoting coaches and healers and holistic health practitioners and speakers. And I did a workshop on LinkedIn the other day, and I noticed how many posts we have on LinkedIn. Reality Check Radio has a great presence on LinkedIn. So if you're on LinkedIn, be sure to follow. And if you can, if you're ready to up your brave, please go ahead and share a post as well. That really helps us to spread the word and to make the changes that we're aiming for. Somebody here commented on another post about Jasmine's interview. Thank you so much, Tina James, for writing in. Awesome interview. Very informative. Thank you, RCR and Jasmine. Well, our pleasure. We're so happy to bring you incredible guests from around the world and also from New Zealand as well. Speaking of amazing guests, we're going to go in a moment to my interview with Pip Hentz, all about transforming your pain into gain and Epsom salts.
Thanks for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. Do you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to? Either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057, that's 2057, or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We'd love to hear from you, so connect with us today.
Welcome back, everybody. You are here with Natalie Cutler-Welsh, listening to the Up Your Brave show on Reality Check Radio. Next up, I'm going to be chatting with Pip Hentz. She is a theta healer, author, and Reiki teacher. And we're going to be talking about turning pain into gain and a little bit also about Epsom salts and the benefits. Welcome to the show, Pip.
Thank you so much for having me, Natalie.
So thrilled to be interviewing you or chatting with you today. I know I'm going to see you later in the month at the NZDSOS conference. For those of you that don't know Pip, Pip believes that happiness and success start with you. Working as an international presenter and author, a theta healing and Reiki instructor, practitioner, and mentor, Pip's passion in healing enables discerning seekers of light to feel empowered in health, wealth, happiness, and love. Through impactful release, she shows you how easy it can be to manifest the necessary changes to achieve your goals by identifying emotional, mental, and soulful limitations and building upon core strengths to be the best that you can be now. Believing the term healer is one who considers the body as a whole mind, body, and soul. She says your body is constantly regenerating and it is amazing. She offers one-on-one sessions and seminars and beautiful natural Epsom salts, which help to ease your aches and pains and stresses and strains. We're going to hear all about that today. She's based in Cambridge and she has also her Epsom salt products plus her organic herbal range, which is hand blended with love. I love that so much. Welcome to the show, Pip.
Thank you. Yeah, it's just amazing to be here. And just the run up to the NZDSOS conferences, as you've mentioned, you know, there's two of them, one's in Christchurch on the 21st and one's on the 28th in Auckland. So pleased to be there supporting them.
Yeah. Yes, I'm so excited. Well, Pip and I are going to be there. I'm going to be at the Auckland one only, but we're so excited to see people in real life and have some real hugs, real conversations. It's going to be fun. Yeah. All right. So Pip, before we get into the topic, which is turning pain into gain, which I love that topic, I would love it if you could share with our listeners, because you and I have known each other for about 10 years, although we don't know each other well. But I would love for you to share a little bit of your journey with us. You're formerly known, or you're known as Lady Rainbow Heart. You've done amazing, powerful work here in New Zealand and internationally. Tell me a little bit about your personal journey that has led you to this place where you're now helping people with pain and turning that into their gain.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, everybody's got their stories and, you know, I've ended up helping people through trauma and, you know, like attracts like often. And, you know, coming in as a little baby in this lifetime, I think if you'd said to me when I was born, well, this is what your life's going to be like, I would have gone right back to where I'd started, I think. But, you know, at the age of 3 weeks, I was diagnosed with having a very short left leg. And so by the age of 12, I had groundbreaking surgery by a Russian doctor who came to England. And I had an Ilizarov technique, which they stretched your tibia and fibula on my left leg. Extremely painful. I was the first person to have it done. And, you know, I think I was a little bit of a guinea pig then. And I was visited by my aunt regularly. And she lived in the Canary Islands. She was always looked upon as my weird aunt. And she was into healing and meditation. And people would say, oh, you're just like your aunt. And I'd say, no, I'm not. And, you know, went completely the opposite way and went into the medical profession and became a nurse and a midwife and worked there for 20 years. Nothing ever held me back. I had 5 inches difference when I was 12. Wow. And my right leg was then shortened 2 inches. So people say, oh, you're short. And I said, yeah, but I used to be taller. And then I went through 17 years of infertility and been married and not married and then married and not married in that search for happiness and love. And in the year 2000, I found a Reiki teacher and she helped me to center me and find myself within that chaos. And so I learned Reiki. I became a Reiki teacher, much to my dismay. I ended up working like my aunt, my weird aunt, moved away from midwifery. And then I developed cancer in late 2008, 2009. And that's when I had a spiritual epiphany. Mm. And so, you know, the pain didn't stop there. And I don't think the pain actually stops in this world. I think we really learn to navigate it. You know, there's always going to be the reminders of that dark side, but it's how you eat and drink and look after yourself that really makes a huge difference. And that's what I've focused my attention on with the theta healing. I'm one of the top instructors in theta healing now, and I'm loving my life at the age of 60. So that's my 60 years in 2 minutes, hopefully.
That was a beautiful response because I learned so much. I would love to know from my listeners, this is something I do with every interview. I basically ask the, tell me a little bit about your journey question. And I do that intentionally because it gives my listeners and me a little bit more of a window into who you are and why. And wow, the things you've navigated, I didn't know about the short leg thing. And I didn't know even about the cancer thing, I think. It's quite fascinating, isn't it? We've all had our own challenges in life. They come in different forms. I think you're right. If we can turn them into gain and we can turn them into gratitude, then we come out the other side. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Well, tell me a little bit more about this concept of turning pain into gain. What does that mean to you?
So if you have negative thoughts and you're going around in circles and cycles and you find that you can't get off that railway track of I've got to do this, I've got to do that, you can't stop your train, well, then maybe pull into a side, you know, space or stop at a station at some point and just go, okay, I need to take a breath. Is there something that I'm missing? Is there something that can help me better than doing this, just staying on this track? And then you'll find other opportunities will open up. And so for me, Reiki was the foundation tool. I loved it. It grounded, centered me, gave me this meditational focus. It helped me to feel me. You know, how often, and I'd love for your listeners now, take both your hands, place them on your heart, close your eyes and just take one big deep breath in. Pause and then slowly breathe it out. Now, how many of you are just focusing on your breath and how many of you actually felt your hands on your chest? How many of you have felt the heat of your hands on your chest? How many of you were able to do that without thinking? So this is the thing, we have to really practice to get into a space of peace at times of chaos. And Vianna Steibel, who founded Theta Healing, she says, I want to teach my teachers, practitioners to be able to meditate and go into the theta brainwave, even in a place of war. Now, when you're in a class of 150 people and there's so much noise from talking and people sharing, that's when Vyana gets us to be linking in, doing body scans, focusing on time travel, bilocating, doing all sorts of incredible things, even to bending spoons without getting distracted by the chaos outside. And so this is what I want to bring to the table today, is that we've all got our story, but how have we cope with our story? It's not the issue that's the problem. The problem comes is when we can't take hold or control that issue. And it might be stepping away, taking a breath, turning your back on something, or just completely changing your life, or just holding space for a moment, taking two or three deep breaths and saying, I'm okay, I'm safe, I'm secure.
I'm okay, I'm safe, I'm secure. Okay, I think we can remember that. And I think even that practice of bringing hands onto the heart, and I was present, but then I realized, oh, I've squished my hair in between my two hands. Maybe I should move them. Oh no, I'll just leave them. Like a little bit of that.
Yeah. I mean, how many of us have a go at meditation and then that little thought goes, oh, I wonder if I've got to go and get peas as well. Oh, no, I think I better go and ring my partner because he might want peas. Oh, you know, oh, the dog needs some biscuits. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Oh, no, I've got to breathe. Mm-hmm. You know, it's learning to cut out the chatter and the natter.
So good.
Yeah.
All right. Can you share with us some specific practices, if you're able to describe one or two things that we can do? Because as you said, we all have our story, we all have our challenges in life. What are some things we can do practically to turn the pain into gain?
Yes. So I had extreme hip pain and extreme knee pain in 2012. After the chemotherapy, it left me with osteoporosis, chronic osteoporosis. It is now healed. Okay, through nuts and seeds and good food and visualization and working on programs and beliefs that weren't serving me for the highest and best. And with the practice of, say, theta healing, we understand, and Louise L. Hay's work, you know, we understand that the bones are like a tuning fork from earth to God or creator. And so if we've got an issue with our father, say, or the males in our life, then we may have a disconnect with the connecting to God creator, okay? So, and if we've got a problem with a mother or maternal or female people in our life, then we might have problems connecting with the earth. So I want to start there, really. I had a real issue connecting with God. My mother died when I was 12, 6 months after I had my leg stretched. She'd been ill with cancer for 5 years and she died. I said at that time, I will never believe in God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't want anything to do with God. I went through this godless time up until I found Reiki. Now, I'm not a religious person. I'm a spiritual, soulful person. I embrace everybody's beliefs. But that's what I would say is my pain became a gain because I could focus into myself in the end and meditate. I could touch myself and feel myself. I could feel my presence. And my ex-husband, John, he bought me some seedlings one day because he knew how I had an aversion to gardening. I found with my work that a lot of women, especially, but people who've had problems with their maternal or mother sides of things, I ended up with a wicked stepmother. I couldn't garden. I didn't want to garden. I had plants that I would allow to die. I wouldn't feed them. I wouldn't water them. And that was a reflection of me. Okay. He bought me seedlings. I grew them. I ended up growing a flourishing 1 meter by 1 meter garden, which had corn and tomatoes and peppers and all sorts in it. And then I realized I'd had a breakthrough. I could nurture myself. I was worthy. I am important. So if you want to just say yes to receiving those downloads, here goes. And I'll give you a little taster. Creator of all that is, it's commanded that. The downloads of I am important, I am worthy, I am loved, I am nurtured, I'm safe and secure. Would you like those? You just say yes, and then they're downloaded across all sales times, planes, dimensions, in all ways. Thank you. It's done. It's done. It's done. And just pause for a moment and just let that energy come in. And you can breathe in and say, I have this in my life right now. Yeah. So that's one example of turning pain into gain, is get into something that you love, find something that sparks your desire, your passion, and get in touch with yourself. Yeah.
I reckon that is a potential aha moment for some of our listeners who may have had issues with their mother or the motherhood role in their life, and the gardening thing and the self-nurturing and the connection between that. If you're listening and you've had a bit of an aha moment and you're happy to share, let us know. You can send us a text to 2057. You can email inbox@realitycheck.radio. So fascinating. Can you finish this sentence for me, Pip? I am important. I am worthy. What was the one more?
I am loved. I'm nurtured. I am secure. I'm safe.
And is this something we can say aloud or say in our mind? Yeah.
So you can call them an affirmation, because affirmations are a positive statement, and they usually start with I am. I am. I am wonderful. I am abundant. So I could give a little example about, from financial perspective, would you like me to give a little example?
I would.
Okay. So finances, what's money? Money's energy. Okay. So if we're lacking in energy in ourselves, we're torn here and there and people at us, or we're working two jobs, how on earth can we have good energy within us? Okay. The food you eat, the supplements you take, the water you drink, the air that you breathe, the rest that you have, they're the basics. So if you can get as good a food as you can buy and afford, and drink filtered water that doesn't have the chlorine and the fluoride in it, you know, and so on and so on, you're going to be better off than before. Okay. And then the next thing I would say is the soils in New Zealand are lacking so much in nutrients. So I'm not a huge advocate of supplements, but sometimes we need to boost our food intake up with selenium, you know, and this is where we, you know, my partner's business is Naturworks and Soul, and I do the marketing and sales for that, and work alongside him, and we provide Naturworks and salts. And so that will help you to relax the muscles, to get more oxygen into your body, to ease those aches, strains and pains. And you can have the inner foot spa, you can just lie in the bath. And I've just found a way of not having to carry a big heavy bucket, and that's to fill it up in the shower, get your chair, get your book, put your feet in the bucket, in the shower. And then when you finish, you just carefully tip it down, and, you know, and that's it. But, you know, what I would also say is with money, it's how we think. So if you say, oh, my parents, they were always worried about the house being taken, or money going through their fingers, or money's the root of all evil, or maybe you have a vow of poverty from a past life experience. How do you know all of this? Start listening to the words you use. And if you are saying things like that, then maybe you want to change the vocabulary to yourself and instead replace it with, I am abundant. I have plenty. I am worthy and deserving of plenty of money, wealth, health in all ways. And ask your creator, your God, your goddess energy to deliver it in a way that no one's harmed. It doesn't come through someone having to die to leave you the money, or you hurting yourself for an insurance claim. You want and know and need, but just ask, creator, God, assist me now. I am abundant. I have plenty. My bills are all paid. I have plenty to share. You know, the more we say plenty, and that we have a choice and we have options, then it comes. So give that a go. I'll offer that out as a little challenge for the week. listen
the to power it. Of the word plenty. All right, I'm writing
yes.
it down.
Yes. Yeah.
And I know that very many of our listeners will be already doing that or very open to doing that. Some of our listeners will be rolling eyes or thinking, no, that's not going to work. But as always, I always encourage my listeners to be open-minded to different ways of doing things and different ways of showing up in your life and just see what magic flows in. So thank you for walking us through that. I'd love to ask you a little bit more about the Epsom salts for personal reasons, because I genuinely want to know. And I think it's also really helpful. Most people have heard of Epsom salts. Many people won't know exactly how to use them. Like me, I put them in the bath and then I add some essential oils and maybe I'll add, what did I do the other day? Oh, a little bit of apple cider vinegar for a foot bath. But what are we actually meant to put in and how much Epsom salt, like what is the ratio to the bucket of water or the liters?
Absolutely. So it's been really interesting coming into this world of natural Epsom salt. I come from England. You might have guessed from the accent there. And I come from a county called Surrey. And in Surrey, there's a place called Epsom. And Epsom was the place that Epsom salt was originally named after. And that's where the salts came from. But there was a limited source of Epsom salt. So what happened was, you know, over the hundreds of years of people using it for health benefits, a German company, we buy our salts from a German company and bring it here to New Zealand. They're top quality natural Epsom salts and it's magnesium sulfate heptahydrate. Okay, that's the posh name of it.
It's like, say it with me. Okay.
Yeah, magnesium sulfate heptahydrate, which means that it is very readily soluble in water. And so it's a pure white, beautiful crystal, and it can be used in a bath. And depending on who you are, why you're doing it, how often you bath, I would say start off with a bath of as hot a water as safe for you. Okay. Everybody's different. And put in half a cup in a whole bath. And see how you feel. Do you sleep better that night? If you sleep better that night, that's great. If you find that it's a little bit too much, because some people do say that it detoxes them, you see. Mm-hmm. So if you've got osmosis of a rich salt in a bath, you know, it's going to draw out, you know, sweat from your skin. And if you have got toxins, then it could be doing that. So you might want to then go to quarter just to maintain yourself, or if you're happy to detox. And sometimes when you detox, just remember you might get a little cold symptoms. You might get change of bowel habit. It might, cause you a little bit of tummy thing, but it's just a temporary thing because your body's adjusting. So I'd start with quarter of a cup or half a cup. But for those, you know, hardened people who love Epsom salts, you know, you could go to a cup once a week, or some may do it twice a week. Now, if you're going to do it more than twice a week because you've got arthritis or rheumatism, or you a sports person and you are aching a lot from, you know, strenuous exercises or gardening or so on, you might want to have a bath every night. Now, there's nothing stopping you in having Epsom salts in your bath every night. But as I say, if you've never used it before, try a quarter of a cup and build up gradually and slowly and just see how it feels for you. For those of you who haven't got a bath, that's okay. You know those wobbly rubbery buckets that you can buy from the shops, you know, with the handles, and you can use them in laundry tubs? Yeah. So they're quite tall, which is great. So the Chinese believe that if you fill one of those up to above calf level, so just below your knee, and you do it as hot as is safe for you, you put your quarter of a cup or half a cup in there, it speeds up your heart rate. And your heart rate speeds up, it then pushes down with gravity. Any yuckies out through the soles of your feet, that's the idea, in the skin of your legs and feet. And then it returns your blood cleaner and fresher. You know, that's the thoughts behind that. It's anecdotal. But my friend who has a Singaporean mum, he said, oh, my mum uses it every week, once a week, 20 minutes in a foot bath. That's what she does. So if you find it works, go for it. If it's worth a try, go for it. And just have a practice. Now, some people do buy Epsom salts, take it internally. We're not herbalists, we're not doctors, we're not this, we're not that. But our natural Epsom salts are essentially food grade, but we promote them as for external use. But if you did choose to do that, you know, please consult. But, you know, you could do that. And some people do that for cleansing their bowel or their livers. But you need to talk to someone and get a good grounding and support recipe for that. Mm.
Do you sometimes find if someone was doing a detox foot bath, for example, meaning they put in half a cup or even a cup, would the color of the water indicate that they've been detoxing? Does it go a little bit reddy brown or what?
No. You can buy those foot spas, which have got those ionic things that drop in there, and that does a bit. No, Epsom salt, I haven't found that myself, but then maybe I've been on such a good cleansing diet and looking after myself, I haven't got much more to cleanse out really. But I'll be interested to hear from your readers, you know, your listeners, what their experiences are. I haven't heard that.
Yeah, no, that's good. And I thank you for mentioning about the bucket, because not everyone has an actual bath. I'm a 2 baths a week kind of girl, and the hotter the better, because I love hot water. Yeah. But one thing I found as the mother of 3 teenagers, I've got 1 that still loves a bath and 2 that never have a bath. But sometimes if they're studying and I say, oh, do you want me to bring you a hot foot bath?
Yes.
I'll bring the bucket to them. I don't put them in the shower. I'll bring the bucket to them, and I can put Epsom salts or some oils and things in there and give them a lovely, healthy foot bath. And they like it just while they're sitting there studying. Yes. So that's a little tip. If anyone has teenagers that aren't really into kind of holistic health, you can kind of do it a little bit by stealth by giving them a foot bath.
I think it's beautiful and it's so nurturing. And I had a girlfriend who'd driven a long way, and I set her out on my patio. I made her a mint tea and I said, I'm going to bring you a treat. And I brought out the bucket. She had her feet in there. She felt so special. And you can put that water on your citrus plants. Yes.
Oh,
put it into the ground because it's magnesium. Yes.
Amazing. That's great. I love it. So we can reuse the water once it's cool. Once it's cooled down, we can put it on the base, not on the actual plant, right? And around the roots, around the base of the citrus. That's great. I've got grapefruit and oranges just finished. We're down to our last few oranges on our tree, but our lemon tree is prolific. It is dripping with lemons at the moment. So, I'll do that with my foot bath water. Thank you so much. So, while we're on the note of Epsom salts, so you're going to be at the NZDSOS both conferences. I'm going to be at the Auckland one. For those of you listening, if you missed my interview, I did interview Anna Petley a few weeks back about the NZDSOS conference. You can check out the replay. But long story short, there's 2 in-person conferences. Last year, there was just 1, so everyone had to come to Auckland. But this year, they've got a Christchurch one. And there's also online tickets available and an incredible lineup of speakers. In fact, I just was listening to Paul interview one of the speakers who's coming, and he was talking about psychological, the psychology side of the last 4 years and how so many people just believed what they were told. So it was really fascinating. It's going to be an incredible event. Are you going to have the Epsom salts there in small bags and big bags? Because I want a really big bag.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. What we've done is we've had a team of beautiful people, community, who we've met over the past 4 years. And when you say past 4 years, wow, I wouldn't change those friends for anything now, you know. So that's a win. So, yes, we can bring sacks down to Christchurch if people could put their order in before we leave, because they're 25 kilos. And we would appreciate actually knowing exactly how many to bring. But we are bringing 100 4-kilogram buckets, and we're bringing an array of newly branded salt products with us. And they are rose, chamomile, lavender, and the plain small bags. And then we've got the plain 4-kilogram buckets as well. So we're very excited.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'll put my order in, but ahead of time as well, if that helps you. Definitely. All right. Speaking of the last 4 years, I would love to know, what have you learned about yourself through the journey of the last 4 years, as we call them, the COVID years? And maybe what have you learned about yourself or humanity?
Yes. Well, coming from a nursing perspective, as I said, 20 years in the health system, I was sucked in initially, yeah? Sucked in at the 4 o'clock announcement for 3 weeks. Then a big question mark came over me. Why are we wearing masks? Why is this happening? What is being told to us? And then I had this sinking feeling, and then I thought, oh my gosh, this is like a war on humanity. And I was shocked, disappointed, angry, lost down a rabbit hole like many. But there was this unerring feeling within me, this stance to not go on the journey to have the jab. I feel for those that were pushed into it and decided to, but now regret. But, you know, there are solutions, and there are so many people out here helping people in the background. And I see that the community's pulled together. And, you know, we never stopped having haircuts. My friend came around and did our hair in my carport. We didn't stop going to the cinema. I changed my teaching space into a cinema and had 15 children one Christmas time. We didn't stop going out in groups when we were told we could only have 10 people in each group. We would meet in a group of 70 people in groups of 10 outside the police station at Cambridge on the grass. We would crack open the wine at the same time. You know, I found my creativity. But, you know, I sat down by the war memorial by the town hall in Cambridge, and I looked at the fallen soldier statue, and I said out loud, I said, what would you think right now? You stood, you died for freedom. What would you want to say? And just at that moment, the siren, we've got this old-fashioned war siren type thing going on the town hall. It went off and I heard, wake up! And from that moment on, I was on the roundabout with my protest sign 5 days a week for probably a year and a half.
Yes, you were so committed.
Yeah, I committed, you know. So it's like my warrior me came out, but I did end up with PTSD. And what I would say to people is know your limits, know your boundaries, have good support around you. You can be part of the change, but know that we are part of the change. We're not having to take the whole change on ourselves. And I feel that's what I saw, was I had to take the whole world on.
You seem to have such an incredible nurturing side of you, and you also have this warrior side of you. But it does take its toll sometimes as well. And I know the work that you do, working with people, helping them with their emotions and turning their pain to gain, must take its toll as well. What qualities for yourself, like what qualities do you see in yourself that have helped you to do the work that you do?
Oh, wow. Strength, tenacity, creativity, bloody-mindedness, being an Aries, going through the troubles that I had in my early life. You know, by the time I was 12, I'd gone through agonizing surgery, a built-up shoe that was about 3.5 inches tall for 12 years of my life.
Wow.
And my mum dying of cancer after 5 years of chemotherapy, and actually going to live at different people's houses when she was in hospital for 6 weeks during her chemotherapy. We were in and out of home, very disrupted. So I feel that led me to having the tenacity, the strength to question. And I don't take things at face value. I'm the pain in the neck who will sit there when I was having my chemotherapy and say to the doctor, are you sure? No, I don't want the painkiller. No, I don't want the antiemetic. I don't want this. I'm going to eat my pendulum out and I'm going to test it. You know, I feel if you don't feel you have those attributes or virtues, you can find them by linking in. I find them by linking in with a past life journey, going to an ancestor, finding an ancestor that has overcome traumas or tribulations or pains, and then downloading those downloads to me. It's an amazing process. Mm.
Well, I think you've been through so much, and I think that you can possibly some of the work that you do is help people release what they've been through, or at least process it or see it differently, because it would be really easy to fall into seeing things as, from that victim mindset. But if we can turn our pain into gain, it can be so beautiful. I'd love to ask you the Up Your Brave question. I know you've already done so much, but is there anything specific that you would like to do if you were to truly up your brave in the remaining months of 2024?
Oh, wow. Yes, I would like to pursue the challenging councils theme that I'm on. I would like to assist people going through trauma to release it on a bigger scale, easily, effortlessly, and safely. And I would love to go on holiday and relax and have some fun and look forward to this Christmas and having lots of people and lots of great people around. That's what I would like to do.
Well, you definitely seem like you'd be a fun person to be around. And your name is Philippa Joy, and you look like you're full of joy. How can we connect with you if people are listening and they either want to order some Epsom salts or they would love to find out more about the healing that you do? Sure. Where can they find you?
Great. So my website is ladyrainbowheart.co.nz. And we have got a shop there. I've got my session page there. If you just want to chat, just to connect, it'll be just great. I live in Cambridge. I do Zoom. I am on Facebook, Instagram, so pip@ladyrainbowheart. Thank you. And thanks so much, Natalie. Yeah.
Oh, that's so amazing. Pip, before we go, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Yes, I'd love to do this. I'd love to read an excerpt from my book, Cosmic Radiance Discovery by Philippa Joy. It's a Hawaiian prayer, the Ho'oponopono. It's a reconciliation and forgiveness prayer. So if you'd like to just take a moment and just close your eyes, you can put your hands on your heart and take a breath in and out. Divine Creator, Father, Mother, Son, as one, if I, my family, relatives and ancestors have offended you, your family, relatives or ancestors in thoughts, words, deeds or actions from the beginning of our creation to the present, we ask for forgiveness. Let this cleanse, purify, release, cut all the negative memories, blocks, energies and vibrations, and transmute these unwanted energies to pure light. And it is done. Repeat in your minds now, I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. Namaste. And just slowly bringing yourselves back into this space, knowing that you can visit that peaceful state and visit the Ho'oponopono whenever you require. Recenter ground and bring yourselves into space of awareness, into the now, into the presence, and you can open your eyes. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you, Pip. What a beautiful way to finish the interview. And is your book also available on your website?
Yes, it is. And it's a little book of joy and it's a jewel and it's very colourful and lots of information about how to stay healthy. And, the things that we've spoken about today, it covers all of that, plus earth healing, animal healing. And it's got 8 modules in there that you can follow.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Pip, for joining us today and sharing your wisdom about turning pain into gain. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Natalie.
And thank you, everybody, for listening.
You're listening to Up Your Brave on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
I hope you enjoyed that interview, that conversation with Pip Hentz, also known as Lady Rainbow Heart. She is actually such a sweetheart. I've met her in person a few times, and I'm really looking forward to seeing her again at the NZD SOS conference. I will see some of you there as well. We learned a lot in this interview. We talked about turning your pain into gain. One of the things Pip mentioned is if you can't stop your train, then pull into a station. Give yourself some downtime. She also talked about the connection between the mother side and gardening, the importance of self-nurturing, and the phrasing, the mantra you can say, I am important, I am worthy, I am loved, I am secure, I am safe. She also talked about the connection between financial pain and body pain and emotional pain and how we can turn those things into gain in our life. A lot of it comes down to perspective as well. I also love learning about Epsom salts, something that we've all probably heard about, but we don't exactly know how to use or the multiple benefits. And by the way, Pip mentioned to me, she said they've changed the venue in Christchurch. It's going to be a little bit trickier for them to get the salts there, the supply. So please go ahead if you can and order ahead of time. That really helps them out if you know you're going, or if you're not going to the conference and you do want to order, you can do that on naturalepsomsalt.co.nz. You can also follow Pip, Lady Rainbow Heart on Instagram, and her website, ladyrainbowheart.co.nz. If you like this interview, you'll also like my interview with Lisa Tregenza from a few weeks ago and my interview with Nigel Dixon. You can check them out on the replay page on the app or the website as well. The song that Pip has requested is Just Be by Nayanil. She says, this beautiful song was played to me after I attended my certificate of science in Theta Healing as an advanced instructor, written and sung by my friend's friend, Nayanil from South Africa, and it made me cry. It is so powerful and beautiful. We are all miracles. Here it is, Just Be. Followed by Oceans of My Mind by Caldera, Larazum, and Ermit K. This track is off the Café Del Mar Chill House Mix compilation. Enjoy the music.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.
Welcome back, everybody. You are here on the Up Your Brave show with Natalie Cutler-Welsh on Reality Check Radio. And next up, I've got a duo of guests joining me in the studio today. I'm talking to Karen Creighton and Deb Rock Evans on the topic of food and frequencies for health and well-being. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thanks for having us here, Natalie.
Yeah, thanks, Natalie. Really appreciate it.
Good to see you. For some of my regular listeners, you might recognize the voice of Karen Creighton. This is her third time on the show. It is the first time I've got Deb on the show, and I'm thrilled to bring you ladies on because when I first started the Up Your Brave show, my tagline was actually connections, courage, community. And I feel like those three things are three things that really emanate with what you ladies are about. For my listeners who may not know my lovely guest today, Karen Creighton is a natural health expert with over 40 years of experience in nutrition, medical herbalism, homeopathy, and energy medicine, including biofeedback. After overcoming a health crisis in her mid-20s, she devoted her life to empowering others to take control of their wellness through holistic practices. Karen is co-founder of the Food and Frequencies Network, a community that combines food information, healing, and sharing empowering knowledge to help members achieve optimal health. Her passion is guiding people to reclaim their vitality by embracing natural and sustainable approaches to wellness. Deb Rock Evans is on a mission to enable and empower brave, awakened changemakers and grassroots leaders to chart their course to freedom, rock their content creation, and build their safe space online where they can nurture, support, and empower the people they are here to help. Her background is in branding, funnel building, website, and membership site design. And what she brings to this partnership, as well as being an enthusiastic ambassador of Karen's ethos, she attributes overcoming her lifelong struggle with weight fluctuation to Karen's programs. Deb is an angel collaborator, putting her effort into partnerships with people and ventures that she believes in. Hence, she's helped bring food and frequencies from an idea into reality. Well, ladies, I want to commend you because, as you know, I work with a lot of women who are out there changing the world, and you certainly are doing that. So before we dive into food and frequencies and we hear what that's all about, let's talk about you, Deb, because it's your first time on the show. Can you give us a little bit of insight into you and your life? How have things been in your world? And I know you live on a boat. How have things been for you in the past year?
In the past year? Well, certainly in the past 3 years, my world's been quite rocked. but in the past year, it's been amazing. I've been living up in the far north. I'm actually from Wellington, but moved up during COVID, actually. Sold our house and bought our boat, and we live on a boat. So we sailed that up the country, and I've been based in the far north and, you know, meeting a whole lot of new people. My life's very, very different to what it was sort of 3 years ago. And I've been very involved in the what we call the freedom movement, I suppose. During that time, I was an active coordinator for Voices for Freedom and set up a lot of communities up there locally, and we're all pretty spread out in the far north. So it's been incredible, actually. I've met hundreds of people in the last year or two, and that's what's been really, really special. And yeah, I love all my friends up there, love my life up there, love the lifestyle and the weather. yeah, it's been great.
What have you learned about yourself in the last, that experience that we all kind of lived through, the COVID years? They're so challenging and fascinating at the same time. Is there anything specific you learned about yourself that you didn't realize?
I think specifically in the last year, I have learned and realized that in a certain way, I lost myself. I lost myself in what was going on around us at the time. And I got very, very involved in resisting it all. And I think what I've really come to learn in the last year is that what we resist persists, right? Mm-hmm. And you can only resist it so far. My focus has really changed now onto creating the kind of new world and new future that we really want to see for ourselves. That's where my energy now goes. And I think it's really important that we all do that.
Mm. Yeah. Karen, I'm actually going to ask you that same question because I know you've been on my show many times and provided so much wisdom around health and well-being. What have you learned about yourself in the last year or so?
Oh, in the last year or so is I can achieve far more than I ever thought was possible. That I'm very grateful, actually, for the last few years, and because I've met some, like Deb, some amazing people, and realized how powerful we are together and how if we collaborate, then we can do anything. And I think this is why we decided to join together and try and get as many like-minded souls to join us and share the wisdom that we've all accumulated over decades of living and learning and especially the accelerated learning that we've had over the last few years. It's been things. And so, yeah, so I think the biggest thing I've learned over the last year especially has been collaboration over competition.
I like that.
Nice. Well, you ladies both have, certainly have a lot of wisdom to share with people, but I think you make a good point, Karen. Sometimes it's just bringing the people together, and there's so much knowledge in the room as such, like everyone has so much to offer. So you've created this amazing community. I know you've had many people, I think over 50 people already join you. Tell me about the origin of food and frequencies. What is it exactly? And why are food and frequencies so important for humanity right now? I'll go to you, Deb.
Oh, that's a great question, because the origin is actually kind of a little bit spooky and magical, because Karen and I we both essentially came up with this idea for a community to come together around this topic at the same time yet separately, and we both reached out to each other saying, of course, I've got a really exciting idea that I'd like to propose to you. And it was the same. It was the inception of this community, and with its focus all being around really, when you drill things down to the most essential elements, the secret to really good health, both achieving it and maintaining it, really does come down to food and frequencies. It's what we're putting into our bodies with the food and water that we're consuming. And it's the frequencies, our energy internally and externally to us, that can really, really affect our health and well-being. And we'd settled on this a little while earlier, working together, but we both came up with the idea to actually create a community membership based around that.
And based around the fusion of your unique talents as well. Yeah, so amazing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Do you want to add anything to that, Karen, in terms of the origin of it or what exactly it is?
Yeah, what exactly is it? The origin was amazing. It's like literally we both wrote to each other a message, and those messages basically just sort of, it was like sliding doors. It was literally like one message went to another and we arrived at the same location. It was really quite fascinating. So we knew that it was meant to be. And the food and frequencies is multifaceted, I think. And it's all about sharing, as we said, you know, courses, weekly calls where we do live Zooms on a subject. So for example, like last week the subject was gut health, and this week it's about cortisol resistance. And so we do doing quite structured courses, mini courses, I suppose these weekly calls are. And also we're going to be sharing practitioners' information. So we're wanting practitioners to join us too, so of all modalities, and different companies who are doing different products that we really, really resonate with and found that they've worked. And also, you know, the members sharing their information. So, yeah, multifaceted. And I think there's probably a lot more on the way. So I'm also planning on, if any practitioners want to train in the modalities that I've created over the years, and I'm going to train those too. So it's sort of a multi-layer membership.
Yeah, we're going to have monthly cycling themes, but all of them are generally going to touch on either the science of food and fasting. So really looking into the chemical constituents of our food and the different ways that we can fast and what the benefits of those are, and also frequency medicine. Really, that's going to be introductory for a lot of people.
Yeah,
it's an opportunity to bring in so many different practitioners and their different modalities. There's so much to go, you know, out there, including the biofeedback for health modalities, you know, and understanding that, and life force self-healing, like. You know, a lot of these modalities simply introduce us to the idea of how potent frequency is in our health and well-being. But when people actually get their head around how the power of their own mind, body, and spirit can actually heal themselves, that's quite profound. And I guess that's where we're wanting to take it, you know, long term, but it'll be a journey. And I guess also another cycling theme is just integrating traditional versus modern health practices, you know, and helping people find a balance of both, because generally, and especially in Western society and here in New Zealand, generally we're you know, introduced to the allopathic system, and that's pretty much what we all go to. The other modalities don't seem so mainstream, or dare I say it, they're considered a bit woo-woo, you know, or not taken seriously. And we really want to help change that as well.
I think bringing the ancient wisdom to modern day frequencies, modern day technologies, and bringing them together, and so that people can be empowered to actually take their own health into their own hands, I think that is the main theme, really, don't you think, Deb?
Absolutely. But we're aware that we have to meet them where they're at, And, you know, where a lot of people are at is that they're actually quite consciously absent from their health and well-being, you know, and where they need to start is probably just cutting out things, like cutting the crap out of our diet, is a very good place to start. And unfortunately, we're so surrounded by chemicals and crap in so much of our food. It's there's very little you can avoid. I heard something recently. Apparently, the only food served up at McDonald's that doesn't contain sugar is coffee. Now, that says a lot, doesn't it? It just says everything to me. Like, the chips have sugar in it. Everything has sugar in it. So there's sugar hiding in so many things. There's chemicals hiding in so many things. And I think a lot of people are just kind of oblivious to it. Or they think that she'll be right, mate. I'm pretty bulletproof. I haven't died yet. I'll be okay. But these things catch up with you, you know?
Well, that's right. It's cumulative, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I just the other day, you know how there's so much information out there, right? And I'm on Telegram, I'm on Rumble, like I'm reading lots of things. But so I love that people can go to your community and it's all there. So for example, I came across this thing the other day and it was talking about mitochondria and things that damage mitochondria. And it was talking about pesticides and antibiotics and heavy metals and poor diet and sedentary lifestyle and et cetera, et cetera. Then it said, these are the things that can help, you know, magnesium, curcumin, omega-3, you know. And I messaged my sister, who's a doctor, and I said, I would hope that I actually messaged my sister and my husband together. So it was quite an interesting little combo. And I said, you know, I would hope that in med school these days, like that they're teaching some of this stuff, because my nephew's in med school. And it was just so fascinating. I won't even comment on their responses back to me, but it's like, that's what I want. I want more and more people to be interested in and to genuinely give value to and to be able to easily access this kind of information, because our doctors are not taught this stuff.
No, that's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah. But beyond the medical industry, it's just not front of mind for most people either. And, you know, we're all going, you know, most people are going for convenience, and they're also going for things that they're craving for that make them feel good. They get that instant, I feel better hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they realize that what their experience is actually an addiction. You know, it's a craving because they're addicted to a substance that they really don't need in their life. And this is something that it's hard to know who we're going to attract to the community, but I'm hoping that by calling out some uncomfortable truths of the types of behaviors that we observe, that we're going to at least stop them in the tracks and get their attention, that they're on a steam train that's just heading to oblivion if they carry on like that. And don't start to, like Karen said before, rather than adding things that they could be doing better, start stripping things out that they really could do without.
Yeah, well, on that, Karen, I would love it if you could, like, I don't know, itemize a few things for my listeners today. If there's maybe 6 things or 5 things that we should do our darndest to strip out of our diet, what might those be?
Okay, so number one has to be sugar. Remove sugar in all its guises. So that's the maltose, fructose, lactose. If you're lactose intolerant, you don't have to worry too much about that if you're not having too much of it. But also removing, you know, the junk food, you know, going to just through convenience, you know, going to the local fish and chip shop. Because the third one, I really feel really strongly that we should really be avoiding, and they should actually be called poison, is vegetable oils.
Mm.
They really should be avoided. And also, what we have to really take a look at, and people don't often do, is look at what they're putting onto their skin as well as what they're doing with their food. Because a lot of the women's facial creams and everything, if you knew what they were and what they're doing inside of you, you wouldn't touch it with a barge pole. So one of the things that comes to mind when I'm saying that is, I don't know if you know, but baby powder. So baby talcum powder has been linked to ovarian cancer. They have found in ovarian cancer tumors, they have found talcum powder. So baby powder is something to really, really avoid.
Question on that. Would that be like from the mom who is using it on their baby and it gets absorbed into her system because she's probably breathing it in, not to mention touching it with her hands, or she was a little baby who got talcum powder on her and then down the road she gets ovarian? Well,
that's a very good question. I'd say a bit of both, because if you look at our skin's not only our largest elimination organ, it's our largest absorption organ too. So, and also the thing which I would highly, the fifth one, is basically make sure you have filtered water, because we are getting so many heavy metals and chemicals through our water. I actually had my water tested recently, and we're on town water, and unfortunately the person who did the testing couldn't see if there was fluoride in our water because he didn't have the right testing equipment, but he found strontium and barium in our town water. And so it's really, really important that those things are taken out. So if you're going to get a filter, make sure they're taking out heavy metals, chlorine, and if you can get the added one of fluoride taken out, because it's really important that our water is good quality, because let's face it, we're drinking it, we're cooking on it, and we're bathing in it, and we're absorbing when we bathe in it, you know? So you have a nice bath and you have these chemical soup that you're laying in.
I know.
You know, it's a really important one that we take on board these things, you know?
And Karen, can you just explain for people why we should care? Like, what does it matter that there are, I don't know, heavy metals trapped in our bodies?
Oh, that's a big subject. We could talk about that all day. But basically, if we look at heavy metals and chemicals, they have to go somewhere. And, you know, aluminium is, you know, we have aluminium in deodorants, in classical deodorants you can get at the supermarket, unless it says aluminium free, we'll have aluminium in. And aluminium is linked to Alzheimer's. And so if you look at putting a deodorant under your armpits, which is actually where your lymph nodes, your major lymph nodes are in, and the lymph nodes are our big detoxification pathways, but they're also a circulatory system that goes into the brain and everything else. And so consequently, it's going to get there. It's going to get into the brain. It's going to get, and then the other heavy metals affect the liver and the kidneys. And, you know, it affects the ability for our bodies to function at optimum, and eventually can cause all sorts of havoc. You know, people are getting all, there's so many symptoms of heavy metals and chemicals that, you know, nearly every disease process probably has chemicals. For example, a client I had many, many years ago came to, and she had MS symptoms. And what it turned out, we did have testing equipment at the time. And what it turned out was that she had aspartame poisoning, which of course is artificial sweetener. So, and once she got off the Diet Coke, because she was drinking lots of it, her symptoms went away.
There you go.
Well, it's interesting what you said earlier, Deb, because some people, you know, they just don't know these things, because to be honest, a lot of it hasn't been taught. And we've been taught the opposite quite often around cholesterol and such. And then other people, they kind of know, like they know, but unless they're in a community, and that's why I love that, you know, we're talking about community today, unless they're in a community of people that are also on the journey with them and they can hold them accountable and keep and cheer them on, then it's really easy to fall off the bandwagon. You know, if you love your Coke or you're super into, you know, eating your chips or whatever every Friday night. So let's talk about community a little bit. What have you noticed? Because Deb, I know you're rock the boat. You've had your own community through the years of different things. What, talk to me about the power of community and why it's so important.
Yeah, well, rock the boat's one of them. But I mean, when I was up, you know, up north coordinating during the COVID times and coming together with people who were, you know, seeing what was happening and had a very different viewpoint to what they were being presented with by the majority around them. You know, I opened up, I had a series of weekend gatherings up there where, and I just gave people a mic. They could just stand and share what they were going through, and they could, you know, and there were so many, then there were hundreds of us. There were so many people with varying viewpoints on exactly what was going on. And everybody, what I saw, it was a beautiful thing when everybody I saw had the opportunity and chance to stand up. And everyone did in the end, no matter how shy they were or, you know, how differing their views were, and shared their truths. And there was no shame in asking questions that they thought might be silly. You know, that it was amazing how people rallied together and really held a space for those who also were started to become quite triggered by what they were learning and discovering as well, right? So that's what community is for me. It's rallying together for everyone so that they're all benefiting from the journey together. And yeah, on an even keel, or even though they are at different, you know, at different ages and stages.
Well, that, I think that's part of the key, though. Like you said, yeah, learning and discovering, learning from each other. Sometimes things that we don't want to hear, like we almost want to close our ears and not listen to it. But learning and discovering, and the ability to actually ask, like you said, ask questions. You know, I often feel like I have to almost remind people in my family, I quite often, like, I'm allowed to ask these questions. Like, I'm actually allowed, because, you know, we've been shut down so much. So, that's so incredible. What about you, Karen, in terms of the community? I know you have you've been in business a long time. I know you recently upped your Brave and stopped taking one-on-one clients. So you really are focusing on community now. Why is community so important, especially for the food and frequencies, what you're trying to achieve?
I think community is so vital now because so many people have been feeling rather isolated. And what I've noticed over the last couple of years, especially, is people light up when they're sharing their wisdom. And I think the more we can light one another up, the big picture is actually us lighting our world up. And so the more we can light each other up, in actual fact, it's a really, really beneficial thing for the planet, because not only are we learning from each other, and the other thing that we're going to be doing with the network is we're going to be doing panel discussions where people can actually have debate, like healthy debate, where we're not judging, we're not going to ostracize anyone for someone's opinion. Because health has so many diverse advocates. You know, we've talked about this before, is like from vegan to carnivore and everything in between, you know. So, and there's nothing wrong with any of them, but it's actually, right, okay, let's have a discussion about it, and let's really share our experiences, share what we've learned, and learn from each other, and actually learning to be much less judgmental and much more tolerant.
Mm. And unbiased. We really want to create a community whereby the information that they're gathering and learning together is empowering us, and that it is unbiased, and, you know, not promoting any one thing, because the answer isn't as simple as we think. You're right, Karen. You know, the answer is somewhere in the middle of those extremes in terms of diet, for example, vegan to carnivore. There's going to be, someone's going to sit somewhere along that spectrum. And it's, we really want to help people find that perfect equilibrium, that balanced place for them, you know, knowing full well that it is really unique to them and that their results might be different from someone else's.
Yeah.
Oh, I love panel discussions. I remember when COVID first happened, you know, I remember in that the first few months I used to do a panel. It was me plus three every week, and I would have a new panel. It was called Up Your Brave even back then, way before the RCR show. And yeah, I used to have three different people on, and we would have a topic. It might be empowered parenting or raising resilience or staying positive in hard times. And I was just trying to motivate and inspire people. But I think there's something magical about bringing together more than one person. Like, so it's not an interview, it's a panel, it's a discussion, and you're allowed to disagree. And in fact, we really love it when you do.
Because it's so refreshing, right? Some transparency in seeing a debate unravel,
yeah.
You know, so that people can come away making up their own minds rather than it being a predetermined decision that's being sold to you.
And I'm sure you ladies will do a great job. The key is facilitating that when people are not in agreement, it's okay.
That's right, yeah.
Keeping it good. So for those of you listening, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Up Your Brave show. We are talking today to Karen Creighton and Deb Rock Evans on the topic of food and frequencies for health and well-being. We would love to hear back from you. What is resonating for you? What health and well-being focus have you got? How are you raising your frequency? You can send us a text, 2057. You can send us an email, inbox@realitycheck.radio. And I do encourage our listeners to go and check out the replay page. I've got two other interviews with Karen that we've done in the past. We did talk a little bit about the carnivore diet in the past, and we've also talked about detoxing. Karen, for our listeners today, I would love it if you could share a little bit more insight or some practical tips or wisdom, the type of thing that you share in your food and frequency community, but if you can share it with us today, one or two other health and well-being tips or things that people might not be aware of.
Yeah. I think if we keep things simple is the main thing of health. I think if we can keep our meals simple, and what I mean by that is not have too many ingredients, and if we can keep our environment simple, you know, if we can keep uncluttered as much as possible, and we all have a cluttered space, you know, that is, it's just that there always has to be a place where you feel clear, and whether it's the meditation room or whether it's your whole house, you know, and try as much as you can to keep life simple, because if we can simplify, then I think we have much more space to actually enjoy whatever we're doing at the time. And so, yeah, I think that's probably my words of wisdom for the day.
Well, you know, it's such a good time. I mean, September is the month for transformation, T-R-A-N-S, not T-R-A-N-C-E, right? We're not in a trance. We're transforming. And for a lot of people, that is really releasing, letting go of things that aren't serving you, whether that be friendships or items in your house. You know, people are selling things that, you know, their kids have outgrown, they've been sitting around collecting dust, or like you said, just simplifying their responsibilities, but also maybe their meals. That's such a good reminder. And I think it's so important because you talked earlier about lighting our world up, I think is the word that you used. And I feel like part of that is if we can light ourselves up by not overburdening ourselves. What are your thoughts on that, lighting up the world and decluttering, Deb?
Well, yeah, spring cleaning, you know, comes to mind. September's the time for spring cleaning, isn't it? And I mean, that's what I will be doing, that's for sure. And that's just, yeah, like Karen said, it's the cluttering of stuff that we accumulate. We all accumulate way too much stuff. But also from a diet perspective, it's a great time to be detoxing, doing a little fasting, you know, just abstaining from things for a while, because when we do reduce, you know, the amount that we are taking in, we're also giving our bodies a chance to rest and recuperate. I've learned since I've been in Karen's world just how busy our bodies spend most of the day simply digesting food. That it actually takes up an awful lot of our body's resources. And so to not have to digest food for sustained periods of time is really, really, really good for us. And in fact, on the topic of fasting, because detoxing is something that Karen is looking at with our current members in the group, Current members, most of them are going through a detox over several months, and new people coming in, what we're doing is looking at cutting the crap. So again, it's just taking out the extra erroneous stuff that we really don't need and getting back to simple basic ingredients and replacing some of those convenience foods that really are not good for us with far more simple and satiating foods instead.
Mm. And just coming back to that, having a community so you're not alone is so important. I ran a workshop this morning and one of my attendees, I was like, here are some bliss balls and strawberries and grapes. But she's like, no, I'm doing a fast. So she only had herbal tea. But good on her. I think it's must be much easier when you're doing it with a group of people. All right, ladies, we're about to wrap things up and go to the Up Your Brave question. Before we do that, is there anything else you want to share with us about your beautiful community that you've created? I know you've got a panel, you've got different weekly themes and focuses. So there's a lot of education and inspiration and support. Anything else you want to add to that before I ask you about upping your brave?
Yeah, I will. I might just share with the listeners what we've got planned for the next sort of 6 months, because we mentioned that we work with cycling themes. And I mentioned just now that our current theme is around detoxing and cutting the crap. The next couple of months towards the end of the year, November and December, we'll be getting into the holiday season mode. And so we're going to be giving people a lot of tips and tricks to get through that party season, that silly season, without overindulging too much. And even looking at, alcohol-free versions of, enjoying their Christmas festivities and things like that. And then into the new year, we're going to be looking at moving from carbivores to carnivores. So a lot of people might have heard a lot of, the hype around carnivore lifestyle, but might be thinking, I just cannot give up my chips or my crisps or my potatoes or I love my bread, right? I love my Vogels, whatever that might be. So we're really going to be exploring that because, it's not that there's anything wrong with carbs, but we do, most of us have probably too much in our diet. And then that's going to move on into, preparing for coming into winter months. We'll be looking at, prepping for the winter and fasting and cutting back again. So if any of those things might appeal to listeners, then that's what we're going to be up to in the community.
I imagine there will be people going, oh, I've been meaning, to do that. I've been thinking about it. It's like, well, this is your invitation. Well, that's what life does. Life puts invitations and opportunities in front of you. So if you're listening to this, maybe there's a reason. Maybe this is an invitation for you. We'll come in a minute as to how people find out more, but I'd love to ask you each. We'll start with you, Deb, because we're still with you. If you were to truly up your brave in the remaining months of 2024, what would you do or not do?
Yeah, that's a tricky one. For me, I've been focusing a lot on my diet, but there's still more I can do. So I'm going to up my brave and challenge myself to drop about 5 kgs with some detoxing before the end of the year. And probably just as importantly, to really instill in a good fitness regime, which I've been quite lazy with. And I come up with endless excuses as to why not. So I will be upping my brave by committing to that.
I like how you said weight drop.
Yeah. We don't lose it here. We drop it.
Drop it. Not weight loss, weight drop. That's cool. It's a language. It's a shift, but it's actually very impactful.
Yeah, it's a very important one, because otherwise if you lose something, you're always going to be looking for it.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Karen? If you were to, I know you stopped doing the one-on-ones, that was brave, but what if you were to truly up your brave in the next few months, what would that look like?
Well, I've started to up my brave, and it's something I've been talking about forever, is by the end of the year, hopefully I finish my book.
Great.
With everything else that I'm doing as well. But so the book will be finished, fingers crossed, by the end of the year.
Well, you have so much wisdom. It's probably multiple books, but sometimes when we're experiencing something like nurturing this community, I'm sure there'll be a chapter that the timing will be divine with what you're bringing together.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that. All right. So let us know, if you can, how can people join? Where can they learn more about the food and frequencies or follow you on the socials. And if they do feel called to jump in and join, I know you've got a special during September. Tell us a little bit about that, Karen.
Yeah, the September spring launch. So yes, we our website is foodandfrequencies.net. So that's with an IES. And yeah, we're going to be offering our founding members, because it's still early days, we have about 50 members so far, but we're offering founding members joining us now this September to join at a $22 a month, which is such a bargain for what we're all doing in there. And they'll keep that price at a lifetime as long as they stay a member. So that's where you can find us. We're on Facebook as well. Our page is called Food and Frequencies. And we also have a free public group on Facebook called Food and Frequencies for Holistic Health. Definitely come and find us in there, because, you know, communities are so much better on Facebook. And we're on Instagram as well, aren't we, Karen?
Just started that one.
So yeah. Okay, so in terms of the website, if people want to Google that, it's Food and Frequencies, like A-N-D, not the symbol. So have a look for it. That's amazing. And if they're looking on socials, it's an orange logo, like an orange icon, right? Circle?
Yes, the group will be, or it's blue, actually. And the page is actually a group of women all joining hands in a circle. So
right. But there are men in the group as well, yes?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Good to know. Everyone's welcome. Amazing. Yeah.
Oh, yes, everyone's welcome.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'd like to encourage the male listeners to come and join, because, yeah, we'd like to have a few more males in the group. The other thing that I omitted to what we're offering as well is we call it Wellness Wednesdays, where it's a drop-in on a Zoom, and basically it's one-on-one. So, you know, people can just get in the waiting room at 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, beg your pardon, 3 o'clock. And it's for 3 hours where people can drop in and have a chat, do a mini consult, just ask questions.
Really? So wait a minute. So yes, it's not like exactly a Zoom call with lots of faces. It's like one person at a time talking to you, Karen, and then once they're done, they're out, and then you bring the next person. Oh, that's cool.
Right. I actually find it quite hilarious that you keep forgetting that, Karen, because I consider it probably our most valuable offering with the community. Yeah. Is that access to that time with you, because you can essentially have a little mini consultation or just ask a really personal question, you know.
Yeah, without everyone else listening.
It's priceless. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's great for me too, because I get to learn what the most important information that people are wanting at that present moment in time, so I can tailor content to that too. So the more that people can come and ask me questions, the more we can provide value too, as well, you know, provide value for them individually, but also provide value for the rest of the community too.
Mm. Well, it really is such a fascinating time we're all going through. I love seeing more people stepping into understanding and understanding their own body, you know, holistic health and well-being, and being aware of their own frequency. So thank you for the work that you're doing, both of you. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we wrap things up?
No, just thank you very much, Natalie, for this opportunity just to chat to your listeners. It's really cool.
Yeah, no, it's been great. I can't think of anything that I need to add. I mean, I've got a whole list of potential benefits that people could see by joining us, but I don't feel the need to do it. I think people will have gleaned enough.
Yeah, they can check it out on the info page, and it's just great. Here's the thing. I love to shine the light on amazing people doing amazing things, which you ladies are. And because for my listeners, it's hard to know what's going on. There's so many opportunities in the world. There's so many things happening. And so I like to shine the light so people at least know what is on the horizon. And maybe someone's listening today and they're like, well, that I don't need to join that, but oh my goodness, that would be perfect for my brother-in-law, or that would be amazing for my cousin or whatever. And so it's just a matter sometimes, hey, well, if you're listening to this and you think someone else can benefit, please share the link, either post it on socials or grab the link and private message it to someone, or just let them know. Just say to them, look up Food and Frequencies. It's awesome. We are here to raise the consciousness of humanity. We are here to help heal humanity, I think. And it's been amazing to chat with you today, Karen and Deb. Thank you so much.
Fantastic wrap up. Thanks,
Natalie.
Yeah. Awesome. And thank you everyone for listening.
You're listening to Up Your Brave on RCR Reality Check Radio.
It was so great to chat with Deb and Karen and learn about their Food and Frequencies community. And I guess to take time as well to think about, again, to think about what we are putting in and on our body, what we are consuming in our life, and how that's impacting our health and well-being. We learned a lot in this interview. Karen listed off a few things, the top five things she recommended that we probably ditch. Deb talked about decluttering and detoxing, as well as cutting the crap and calling out the uncomfortable truths. They also shared a little bit of ancient wisdom and some of the secrets to really good health. I think that I would like to hope that humanity is making a massive shift and we're going to be healthier and more confident and more connected than ever before. And I think what these ladies are creating is definitely a step towards that. You can learn more on their website, foodandfrequencies.net. So it's food and then A-N-D, frequencies.net. You can follow them also on the socials. And if you do follow them, go ahead and comment or like something as well. That helps with them. That helps them to reach more people. If you like this interview, you'll also love my other interviews with Karen Creighton. There's two of them on the replay page. And also my interview with Bridget Clare and Bruce Lipton. It's all there for you on the Reality Check Radio website and app on the Up Your Brave replay page. We're going to go to a song now. First up, it's High Energy by Young Weilin. And then the song after that is one that my producer, Emma, stumbled upon after finding Deb and Karen's song. She's found this song called So-So, which is sung by a Nigerian choir called Kabusa Oriental Choir, who are known for creating choir versions of popular songs. So we thought we would keep the upbeat vibe going with So-So after High Energy.
Thanks for tuning in to RCR. Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to, or even if you don't agree with what you're listening to, then get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057, that's 2057. Or if you'd rather email us, you can at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you, so get in touch with us now.
Welcome back. You're here on the Up Your Brave show with Natalie Cutler-Welsh. We are about to wrap things up for the day, but before we do, this is something I came across earlier this week on YouTube. Somebody that I follow is Kyle Cleese. He's amazing, very inspirational. The type of guy you go and listen to when you just want something a little bit uplifting, kind of like the Up Your Brave show. And I just thought this was so relevant because it's so easy to get caught up in politics, like literally with the American election and other elections. There's so many different elections going on this year around the world. And I thought that his perspective on things was going to be really helpful. So here it is. This is what Kyle says. I've cared so much about politics, but this week I let it go. Right after I had a week of miracles, please enjoy this video and open your heart to a new world that won't birth through politics. It will birth through you. So this is audio only, but you can go and watch the video. It's really just him talking. It's 5 minutes long and you can watch him, Kyle Cleese, on YouTube. Here it is, a little bit of perspective to wrap up the show today.
Up until about a week ago, my whole life, I've cared so much about politics. Most of my life, I was a Democrat and, you know, often supported different Democrat candidates for president and senators and different things like that, because in the past, I was about no censorship and total freedom and wanting to end wars. And then later, as time went on, I kind of felt that the Democrats got corrupt. And even though I wasn't at all a fan of Trump's personality, I felt he was less corrupt, even though he looks more corrupt the way the media shows it than the system makes you think. But at the same time, I believe at the highest that I and what's in me is so much more powerful than who wins the election. No matter what, no matter how corrupt you think the other side is, no matter how bad you think the other side is, there's still polarity in this side versus this side. And about a week ago, I decided to let go of politics from my life completely. And it has been the most freeing thing I've ever felt. And one of the things I discovered when I let go of it, I just stopped looking at it, I stopped caring, was the reason I cared so much is that there's trauma under it. In other words, I am passionate about a certain outcome because deep down, there's a part of me that's scared of the world. And at one point, after just a few days of not looking at politics, the trauma that was inside started coming up. And I turned into my fiance and I just started bawling for like 20 minutes about how scary the world is, whether it's all kinds of forceful things, wars. It's just like, what the hell are we living in? It's so creepy. And once I cried that out, I started feeling a freedom that I've never felt before. I started feeling a whole new level of bliss. I've been waking up at 2 a.m. just feeling so free. This morning, I felt so inspired to also start bringing music into my life and being more of a musician, because I've been a musician all my life, but I've never actually worked on it and created something. And I started just realizing something. The world mirrors me, and I want you to realize the world mirrors you. So when we get caught going, I hope it goes this way politically, you're saying you're a victim to the outside. But I started just feeling it and going, I am more powerful, and my vibration is more powerful than whoever wins the election. And it started making me just feel like it's up to me to tap into the highest version of myself and create and allow the freedom of my old story to go and to open up and be what I truly am. This has been the most exciting week I've ever felt. I can't tell you how joyful, how expansive I am. I feel almost all of my addictions collapsing. And I'm like, what is God wanting to do through me? And whatever happens in politics will happen. But that doesn't, no matter who wins, doesn't touch what I'm capable of. And I'm not tainted no matter who wins and no matter who loses. And I realize that we live in a world that keeps us in polarity and going this side versus this side. And I'll tell you right now, that is what creates the war. And under every person that is against the other side is a bunch of trauma. And trust me, the world wants to keep you there, because you freeing yourself means no one can control you, no one can stop you, and you are magic. And we are on this planet to do more than just hope a candidate wins and be mad at the other side. We're here to tap into our truth. We're here to tap into our soul, and we're here to be free. Now, feel free to do what you want. If you feel like your highest is to be an activist and whatever, and feel free to vote. I'm not saying don't do that, but don't let the crazy politics in the world and the news and all this crap get in the way of your soul, because you are magic. You are beautiful. And you have to prove me right. A lot of people hear that and they go, it's not that easy. You don't understand. It's like, no, prove me right. Find in you what I already know is available in you. I've never felt this free. And I'm so excited to keep tapping into it. And know that no matter who you want as president, you're welcome to want that. But don't think that that result is bigger than what you are. No matter how scared you are of the other person winning, you are more powerful than the whole thing. And I think that when you tap into it, you will find the world mirrors you. As you free your trauma, you'll start to see the world free itself too. As you let go of your old stories, you'll start to see the world feel that. As you find your truth, you're going to see the world's going to do the same. So the truth will come to light no matter who it needs to be, no matter what. But there is a freedom in letting go of outside of you matters more than what you are. Don't let this crap get in the way of the truth of what you are. You are so powerful, you are so magic, and you can change the planet by opening your heart, following your highest excitement, listening to joy, and letting yourself be what you are. The world will mirror that. Stop being a false victim to the whole thing. You're too powerful for it.
Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us today on the Up Your Brave show. As always, aiming to bring you inspiration, motivation, holistic health, and more. We would love to hear what you learned from today, what stood out to you, any reflections, any ahas. Please do get in touch. You can send us a text, 2057, or email inbox@realitycheck.radio. You can follow me on Up Your Brave on Instagram and Facebook. And please go ahead and follow Reality Check Radio on the socials as well. And if you can, we would love it if you could share one interview this week with a friend of yours so that we can help the momentum going. So momentum and growth going, that is. I'm going to send you off with an amazing song, the usual song, Sarah Bareilles with her song Brave. But before I do, thank you so much to my incredible guests for joining me today. Pip Hentz talked about transforming your pain into gain. And also she shared some wisdom about Epsom salts for healing benefits. And after that, we chatted with Karen Creighton and Deb Rock Evans about food and frequencies and creating incredible communities. Thank you for being part of my community and the wider RCR community too. Enjoy this song. And until next week, this is Natalie Cutler-Welsh reminding you to up your brave.
You've been listening to Up Your Brave with Natalie Cutler-Welsh on RCR, Reality Check Radio.